Everyone likes to feel good. Isn't that true? Because when your body is healthy, your mind is different, your emotions are different. It's just so important to feel good. And I know that's on your heart and your passion. And when I study the Bible, you know, one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha. You say, well, you know, that's the Lord our healer. Really, it's more than that. That's the Lord our health. And the one who got that revelation was Moses. That's right. And he lived to 120. And he was healthy. Is that good? Is that cool? But we get a body for this life that we need to take care of. And today, Sarah and I have a really exciting guest, Dr. Bob DeMaria.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. With us.
Hey.
Which tells us ways to keep the body healthy or to get the body healthy. And I like this about the Bible. The Bible's practical. You just get one body for this life. So, honey, watch this program. It's key for you and your loved ones.
Now, Dr. Bob, we have a lot of people watching that have a whole spectrum of health. Some people are, they think they're really healthy, and some people right out of the gate, they'll tell you, oh, no, my health is like, you know, down the toilet. What's the deal with health in America? What's going on?
Well, I think right now that most people, if they go to the gym and they work out, they think that they're healthy. So I say, how are you doing? And what's a part of your routine? Well, I went to the gym today. Well, a lot of people go to the gym to exercise, to leave, to go eat with reckless abandon. In other words, they're going to go and have an ice cream. And, you know, we're not here to condemn anybody. We're just here to empower people with information. So I think that people think that exercising is their way to be healthy. But it's exercise, it's diet, it's proper posture, it's really everything. And that's not even counting personal relationships. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be well with your mate, with your family,
right,
with your people at work.
Right, and healthy in your walk with God.
That's right.
I mean, it's a whole thing. So it's not just little pieces and parts. We have to think in the whole sense of it. And just a quick thing, if you're watching and you're struggling with any kind of a health issue, please get on the phone or get on our website. We want to pray for you. But with Dr. Bob today, we have some really cool resources. First, right out of the gate, 1 minute a day to a healthier you. Now, I haven't seen this. This is like new, isn't it?
It is. It's a brand new book. And it's really an inspiration. It's almost a sign of the times. The Lord spoke to me several years ago to write mm-hmm. this book. And at that moment in time, that was the answer for people.
Sure.
But people are on the go today. So we created this because you could slip it into your pocket. But it's kind of like there was an old potato chip advertisement a long time ago. I bet you can't eat just one. So I encourage people, just one a day. Because if you just make one decision a day and take one step towards health every day, the year will go by fast. It's something as simple as drinking water. If you just increase your water, just doing that one nugget in a year, and 1 year from now, you'll be healthier than what you are today.
So hop on the phone, get on the website. This is a powerful resource.
Yes, it's really a,
and
it was a gift from the Lord.
And I want this to pass around.
Well, it will save people's lives. It'll save them money. I don't think sometimes people realize.
Yeah.
My wife and I save nearly $8,000 a year. Because we're healthy. When we turned 50 years old, we had to pass our BMI, body mass index. When we turned 55 years old, we passed something called an HA1C, which happened to do with blood glucose. So now that we're in our 60 years old, we are saving $8,000. So we're talking about not only being healthy, but saving money.
And I'm 82 and a half. Imagine the money I've saved.
I was just gonna kill her, that's a lot of money.
Because of doing the healthy things. Yeah. But how can you do them if you don't know them?
Right.
So you really, really need to get this book. Now, Sarah, I have a scripture for people watching. I want to just give you this scripture. Proverbs 4:21 says, the word is life to all your flesh and health. The word is healthy. Now, I think so many times we see advertisements of all kinds of medication, but then we get all the side effects. But what is here isn't side effects. And when you get into the Word of God, I'm telling you, it's life to all your flesh without the side effects. Call us today. We want to pray with you. We want to believe with you. We really want to see you not just healed, healthy all the days of your life.
You know, one of the things I love about this little booklet, 1 minute a day to healthier you, is you have Bible verses scattered throughout it.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So it's not just really informational, helpful, insightful health tips, really crisp and concise, but you have the Word of God integrated with it. So it's really powerful, a word to your life, health to your bones, all that stuff. It's a combination. And really, with God, all things are possible with some good health care information. So talk to us a little bit about, because we got lots of stuff up here, and interesting.
The biggest issue that's facing America today that I perceive, and I know that you perceive this too, is the obesity epidemic. We are a nation, without being unkind, of fat people. And, you know, if the Holy Spirit did trumpet right now, it'd probably have to be blown, and I'm not saying this to be silly, half a dozen times to get a few people up in the air. I said that in love, okay? But what I'm holding in my hand, right, I say it to some people sometimes, that gets their attention. This is a replica of 5 pounds of fat.
Wow.
5 pounds.
Seriously.
Right. Now, the issue with fat is this. Your body I know it's 5 pounds.
It's heavy.
Your body uses fat as your 55-gallon drum of skull and crossbones. Toxins are deposited in fat. Cellulite on the side of the legs is actually toxins in the body. Where the real challenge is, when somebody has this here, in people, especially in this abdomen area, this visceral fat, it's a big word, visceral fat, creates unwanted, unfriendly chemicals, and one of them happens to be estrogen. So one of the leading causes of cancer is obesity, because this fat creates estrogen, which causes cell proliferation. Now, this can cause heart challenges, because for every pound of fat, that fat has to have blood vessels in it. There are 200 miles of extra blood.
200 miles?
Wow.
Blood 200 vessels.
200 miles in 1 pound of fat?
Of fat. So that means your whole poor heart is saying, help me.
Wow.
Help me.
Oh my goodness.
But think about reality. That fat just doesn't hang out there. It has to have a blood vessel. So 200 miles of extra blood vessels.
In every pound of fat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 5 pounds of fat, you've got 1,000 miles of blood. Oh my
extra
goodness.
Blood vessels.
Wow, your heart is like boom, 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 boom. That's horrible.
So this is something that they oftentimes will give to people on airplanes. This is an extender to go around your waist to hold you in the seat in the unforeseen.
Right.
There might be some kind of challenge going on with the airplane. So our goal right now is we want people to start thinking a little bit different. So let's get some steps to lose some weight. Let's give up some answers for that. So how I was able to control my own, I just made some decisions. I became calorie conscious. I don't count calories. I just am aware of the calories I'm putting in my body. So I was eating too much food. I was eating too many nuts, too many olives, too much olive oil, too much good food. So I did a little bit of a switch around, and this is something for mindless eating. This is Dr. Bob's SWAP. S-W-A-P. Start with a protein. Because see, vegetables have protein in them. I'd much rather have you start with a protein versus a pastry. So what I would encourage worldwide right now, one medium carrot a day. Now, we prefer organic. One medium carrot, one stalk of celery, a half a red apple, a few tomatoes, a couple radishes, red, yellow, orange, bell pepper. I like to add celery to it also, like I said. So this is for mindless eating. A lot of people watching us right now may be munching on something. We don't want people munching on this. This is not legalism. These are high calories. These are logical calories. So I make one of these bags up every day. That means you have to prepare. You go to the grocery store. But this will create fiber. You notice I didn't say juice. This will create fiber, which is going to help your bowels. It's going to help your function. And actually, as a little side note, carrots have fluoride in them. Good for the teeth. Carrots are also good for your eyes.
So you just eat this as a snack bag?
I take this with me everywhere I go. On airplanes, when I go to my office, I'll go to the lunchroom, I'll grab 4 or 5 little pieces of this. You know, this mindless eating.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I have a bag of this, which helps improve bowel function.
You put radishes in here?
I put 2 radishes.
Seriously?
I am serious. Go ahead. Radishes are bitter herbs.
Yeah.
Radishes promote digestion. And the bitter herbs helps your body, your liver function optimally. So that's a health bag. Mm-hmm. That's let food be your medicine and medicine be your food.
Yeah.
There's your medicine bag right there. No bad effects.
And doesn't take that long to get it ready.
5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
And do you talk about that in Optimal Health Guide?
In these books, we talk about eating, obviously, the SWAT bag, start with the protein. Any kind of healthy living tip is in that or those books. Those books will change someone's life.
Sure. So hop on the phone, get on the website, Dr. Bob's Guide to Optimal Health. And here's the thing. I think sometimes, Dr. Bob, sometimes we try to take shortcuts. And so we'll I just want the quick one, which is good. It's better than nothing. So absolutely, at bare minimum, you want to get 1 minute guide to a healthier you, of course. However, this gives the backbone to the whole thing.
Do you know what this is an excellent guide for? We have 2 grown adult sons. My wife read books to them when we were growing up at the kitchen table. This is a family time booklet. Every day, you could spend 2 or 3 minutes with your family. There's a Bible verse, there's a natural prescription for health. You're teaching your kids to get healthy. That's actually a great Sunday school project. That every day, we're trying to help improve the family of God.
If they make good choices,
right.
Not only you make them for them, but they hear the truth and they make good choices. So, you know, I care about my family. I care about my grandchildren. I want them to be healthy all the days of their life. And so these kind of things are resource material. I mean, we're changing their life. We're changing their destiny. And maybe today you say, well, you know, I'm overweight. When I look at that fat, I can think, yeah, I got that. Why don't you call us not only to get the books, but how much weight you'd like to lose? Set a goal. We'll pray for you. And we'll believe, God, that you do the right things, and we'll be right back.
Are you caught in a tug of war between pursuing a healthier lifestyle and settling for average? Did you know that you can build a better you by making a series of simple daily choices? Today, for a gift of $40 or more, you'll receive an updated edition of Dr. Bob Demaria's Guide to Optimal Health. In this book, you'll learn 365 easy ways to change your diet, improve your sleep, and enhance your exercise, secrets to preventing and dealing with diabetes, cancer, IBS, gallstones, menopause, headaches, and more. You'll also receive Dr. Bob's brand new 1 minute a day to a healthier you daily devotional. In these 1 minute daily devotionals, Dr. Bob offers bite-sized scriptural insights on how to improve your health and transform your life and empower you to make necessary improvements to be a good steward of the body God has given you. You'll also receive Marilyn and Sarah's new CD, A New You. Learn to release the person of peace, power, prosperity, and purpose that you were reborn to be. God wants you healthy, spirit, soul, and body. Call or click today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
We are so excited to have Dr. Bob with us today, and I totally love the renovated look of the Optimal Guide to Optimal Health Plus, the 1 minute a day to a healthier you, perfect, because it's bite-sized, no pun intended.
I know. 140 characters.
That's
love amazing,
it.
Isn't
completely
it?
Great, okay.
We're so compressed with our time.
I love all this stuff, but there's some of it that's good, some of it that's bad. And why do we have an oil filter for the car here?
It's so interesting because these foods, all foods are good. But the issue sometimes comes because people may have some challenges in their body. So let's start with this. This is the ever famous Dr. Bob's ABC. What I'm holding in my hand right now is a remedy, a natural God remedy, mm-hmm. no bad effects, to lower your cholesterol up to 50%. So I just read an article in Art Magazine that there's research that they're saying that even an apple can lower your cholesterol up to 40%. I usually like to keep it around 13%. So an apple a day, I encourage a half a red apple every day. Mm-hmm. Lower your cholesterol up to 13%, and preferably red, because green apples tend to stagnate digestion. They're not bad, they just tend to stagnate. It means your digestion is so numb. This is probably one of the most significant foods on the planet. It is the beet. The beet happens to be a root. Beet fiber can lower your cholesterol up to 40%. Now, for all those that are you watching us right now, because I've had this happen before, if you start eating beets and you notice when you have a bowel movement that you look in the toilet and it is red,
right.
do not go to the ER. It is probably the beet fiber. But over time, you shouldn't see that anymore. And if you have some beet redness in your stool, it usually means you may have a digestive issue. Not enough digestive enzymes. These are carrots, of course. The liver is the storehouse for vitamins A, D, E, and K. Carrots are A. There's that old adage, rob Peter to pay Paul. So if you have a toxic liver and your liver needs vitamin A, it'll take the A from your eyes to support liver function. I also know that someone's watching us right now and they have little floaters in front of their eyes. Now, if it is due to possibly a vitamin A deficient, you start eating your medium carrots every day, and guess what happened over time? Your eyes will clear up. That's awesome, isn't it?
It's so simple, just a carrot.
Medium carrot every day.
You say this is a liver?
This is your liver. This is an oil filter, by the way.
Right, and what does the liver do? Because not everybody knows what a liver
does.
Well,
the liver is located right here in your body. The liver has hundreds of functions. And one of those functions, obviously, is to process toxins. It also processes bacteria and viruses and cancer cells. So this liver is a very, very important organ. Well, the liver makes something in the body called bile. Bile happens to be your gallbladder. Your gallbladder is a reservoir of bile. So I want you to think of your gallbladder as your dish detergent in your body. Isn't that cool? So that means every time that you eat something fatty, your gallbladder will squeeze a little drop of soap or bile into the digestive system. So when they take your gallbladder out, they're taking your dish detergent out. So could you imagine if I came to your household right now and we took your dish detergent away? You'd have fat, greasy hands. Well, that's what happens inside of your blood vessels. So people that have their gallbladders out have a greater challenge with heart function because they don't have that emulsification from their dish detergent.
Wow. So the ABCs, apples, beets, and carrots, helps keep your liver clean.
Liver gallbladder cleanse.
And keeps that running, functioning, optimal, so it kind of keeps you cleaned out.
Keeps your engine going. You know, like in your car, we have a little red light that says change your engine oil, change your engine oil. Well, the body signal for congested, compromised gallbladder function, bitter taste in your mouth, maybe some queasiness over your eyes, right shoulder pain, and here's a big one that very few people know. Right knee pain can be associated with gallbladder compromise because there's an acupuncture point there. And I've had more than one person come into my office that's had their knee replaced and it still hurt because they have gallbladder issues.
Wow.
That's intense, isn't it?
And this is all in your book?
Well, I'm not sure if all that's in the book, but there's a lot of stuff in there.
A lot in here.
I'm sure that it is. We talk about the gallbladder in there.
And I can tell you're identifying with this. So, you know, call us. Be sure you get the big book. Be sure you get the small book. And be sure you tell us what we need to pray for you physically. Now, Dr. Bob, I have great confidence in you. You've been a partner to this ministry how long?
Since the 1980s.
Since the 1980s. And so I have great confidence in him because I know how this works. I do the ABC juice. You know, I do the things that he says. I love what's in here. And so I just want you to know we're so thrilled. He and his wife our partners. Thank you again.
Oh, I enjoy it. It's good.
Now I'm going to ask a couple practical questions.
Okay.
ABCs. I love the ABCs.
Very simple.
Yep, totally. My kids, you know, whenever I buy beets, they're like, again? Are you serious? Are we having beets again? So what are some ways that I can get this stuff into, because you want it daily, right?
Well, you want it, especially children, as often as you can. Throw some cinnamon on it.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon on the beets. You'd be amazed what that'll do. The cinnamon.
They'll think that's great.
It'll change the flavor of it. It'll make it a little bit more palatable for them. And grate, you can grate them. And if you want to, you can even put a little bit of Chèvre goat cheese with it and or feta.
That's good.
That's really good and healthy with some olive oil. I also have some other items here that people need to be aware of. It's the nightshades. There's tomato, potato, eggplant, and green pepper. They're not bad foods. But if somebody has liver gallbladder distress, these foods might cause digestive problems. They're not bad foods, but we see digestive distress, especially in women, after they've had baby number two, because that second baby has put additional stress on their liver gallbladder. I want you to know that the white potato would best be replaced by a yam or a sweet potato. I do not eat white potatoes, and primarily because of just the calories involved in this. A white potato can cause mid-back pain. And this is important for your viewing audience right now, because the Lord gave me this in 1987. To me, 80s was a big year for me. I had two children born that year. But white potatoes can put stress to the pancreas. The pancreas is an awesome organ that helps process carbs. So somebody watching us right now could have relentless mid-back pain because of white potatoes and pineapple. Sweet potatoes would be a better alternative.
Wow.
Practical, useful. Yams, they're so easy. Put them in the oven, bring them out, and down the hatch.
They're delicious.
I agree.
And I believe you talk about a whole bunch of that.
In the book.
We're loaded with information. Yep.
With this type of nuggets, it'll help make a difference in people's lives.
Yep. Now, some of the cooking things, because I agree, I'm on your page as far as using different things, different ways. One of the things we've done for our family, I've made, and my son, my oldest son, used to have his own little business where he would make ABC juice, apples, beets, and carrots, and he'd sell it to my mom, right? That was pretty clever. He's a sharp man. Now what we do is we'll use it in salads.
Very good.
Apples are easy.
Easy.
I mean, totally easy.
You can shred carrots and apples, put them, even the beets, you can shred it all together.
Yeah, and put it in like a nice spinach salad.
Right.
Totally delicious.
Throw some walnuts in there.
Absolutely. And then minimizing the nightshades, we don't do a whole lot. We will have some tomatoes ever so often in a salad or whatever. But yams and sweet potatoes, help us on how to cook some of those. And I mean, obviously you can throw them in the oven, 350
well,
an hour.
Well, if you wanted to, you
like
could
that.
Take this sweet potato and slice it thin and get an apple and slice it thin and put them back to back inside of each other and put them in the oven and throw some cinnamon on top and bake it.
That's a home run.
It is a home run because the sweetness from the apple is absorbed by that yam or the sweet potato. And you could put, shred some walnuts on them.
Yeah.
Because walnuts are a good source of fat and fiber.
Totally amazing.
That's awesome. Mm. That's awesome. And, you know, I think as you watch, you're not just thinking, oh, health food, and you're going to take me off of all the chips and dips and things I eat, but you're going to say, wow, these are just as good. Really, you get hooked on it. I know. And I see my family hooked on it. My husband would say, you know, I don't like certain things. I'd say, well, and we taught our children this too, eat one teaspoon. And so, you know, pretty soon they like it. Just one teaspoon, little tiny bit. And then you develop, you develop something for it. Listen, folks, God wants you healthy. We want you healthy. We have an opportunity for you. Call in and get it and become our partners.
Are you caught in a tug of war between pursuing a healthier lifestyle and settling for average? Did you know that you can build a better you by making a series of simple daily choices? Today, for a gift of $40 or more, you'll receive an updated edition of Dr. Bob Demaria's Guide to Optimal Health. In this book, you'll learn 365 easy ways to change your diet, improve your sleep, and enhance your exercise, secrets to preventing and dealing with diabetes, cancer, IBS, gallstones, menopause, headaches, and more. You'll also receive Dr. Bob Bob's brand new 1 minute a day to a healthier you daily devotional. In these 1 minute daily devotionals, Dr. Bob offers bite-sized scriptural insights on how to improve your health and transform your life and empower you to make necessary improvements to be a good steward of the body God has given you. You'll also receive Marilyn and Sarah's new CD, A New You. Learn to release the person of peace, power, prosperity, and purpose that you were reborn to be. God wants you healthy, spirit, soul, and body. Call or click today.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Hey, I want you to come with us on Marilyn Hickey Ministries' Footsteps of Paul tour this fall. We will be traveling to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, looking at many of the churches that Paul went to and where he wrote most of the epistles. We will be traveling by land, air, and sea on this once-in-a-lifetime tour, and it's perfect for you and your family. Spots are limited, so visit our website to apply today. Come join me. I cannot wait to see you.
The Bible says healing is the bread of the children. So today, I want you to eat some bread, bread of healing. Where do you need healing in your body? Let's believe God for that, because it really is our bread. It was purchased in the atonement. So we need to claim what the Bible says we can have. So I'm going to ask you to put your hand on any area of your body that you need healing. I love to pray for the sick. So put your hand, it's on your, you say, I have 10 things. Put your hand on top of your head. We'll just believe for everything. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I send the word into this body that heals it, delivers it from every destruction. And in Jesus' name, I speak wholeness. Amen. Now, I believe you've received, but you need to act in faith. Don't look for your sickness. Look for your miracle and stand in faith for it. This is very important. Now, this is the way I stand. I not only stand for healing, but health. Because when I look at Jehovah Rapha, it has to do with health. And Moses received the revelation of that name, and he lived to 120. His eye didn't get dim. His natural force was not abated. Why? Because he knew that there was healing and health for him, and he lived in it. So why don't you just call in right now and say, hey, I am believing for healing in my body. Name the place, don't take a long time, and say, I am believing for health. And maybe you have a loved one on your heart who needs healing or who needs health. Then give us those names and we're going to pray and just say, Marilyn told me to call in today for healing and health. And we're going to stand in faith and see great miracles.